You've entered the laugh zone. Laughs not guaranteed. Laugh at your own risk. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
I have heard people refer to coleslaw as cold slaw.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense, yeah. Right? Because it's essentially a slaw.
Yeah.
I mean, it's slaw and it's cold.
Like that. You're gonna...
Doesn't it kind of make sense?
Well, it's wrong.
Right.
Well, it's like how I thought that wheelbarrow made sense,
yeah,
and it does, but that's not correct.
Well, you're not pushing a barrel.
It's a half a barrel.
Well, then it would be called wheel half a barrel.
Wheel half a barrel, which I'm fine with. I like it.
I mean, I told you that story about how I was searching and searching online,
yeah,
like some Menards or, you know, mm-hmm, whatever, looking for a wheelbarrow. And I looked at Justin. I was like, I can't believe they don't have any wheelbarrow. How would they run out of these? And he's like, What are you searching for?
Yeah,
right.
For you though, you still, I feel the same way. I still don't know because of you. It's,
yeah,
the whole 9 yards or the whole 10 yards. I don't know.
I say them both.
Because you say them both so frequently that I have, and interchangeably too.
Yeah,
like, oh, that's the whole 10 yards. That's the whole 9 yards, and I'm like, I don't know.
I start with nine. It's the whole 9, 10, 6, 7, 8 yards.
Yeah. What about our? You know, do you exact revenge or extract revenge?
I believe you exact it.
Yes, you exact it. Thank you. I got
all
a response. Got a response from Ken. I just got wide eyes from Colleen going, pass.
I don't know. Because extract makes it like you it out of, you know. Yeah.
You don't squeeze it out of who?
If no,
you're
squeezing
you
revenge
deliver
out
the revenge.
Yes.
Not, yeah.
Is it a bald-faced lie or a bold-faced lie?
Bold.
See, it's actually bald-faced.
It is?
It's a bald-faced lie.
What?
I didn't, yeah.
I've always said bold. Bold
no,
face.
It's a bold
because
face
like
lie.
You're making
I said
bold,
bold face.
Statement.
And I thought I was the one that's wrong. What about, is it take it for granted or take it for granted?
Well, granted.
Granted.
T-E-D.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, otherwise
granted.
It's,
take it for granted.
Yeah, it's not a rock.
Granted.
Yes.
With a T.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I just spelled.
I was thinking it and saying it.
You're the, yeah, least inspiring.
I know, but you appear to be arguing.
Yes.
That's granted, what I mean.
Ken said granted with a T-E-D, and you're like, granted with a T. Ted. Go get him, Ken.
Okay.
And then how about coming down the pike or coming down the pipe?
Pipe.
It's pike.
It's pike. It's coming down the pike.
It's coming down a pipe. That's what makes sense. A pipe. Things flow down a pipe. You don't want to flow down a pike. Pikes tend to be curvy and turny.
Remember we found out your medieval name was Colleen the Quarrelsome?
When have you ever come down a pipe?
Yes.
I don't have to come down a pipe. I can see things coming down a pipe and get the flow.
What? You're just combining things that go down a pipe.
You just...
I think that's a tomato tomato.
No,
it's not. These are all
no. You say that to everything. All everything right. is and, not tomato tomato.
And for a long time, and not yep. I mean probably yep. not in the past 25 years, but for a long part of my life, I did think it was old timers disease and not Alzheimer's disease. I did not know.
Well, that's
you did?
Insensitive.
I did.
That's
I know
incredibly
it's,
insensitive.
Well, no, it's what sounds. It's that's what I thought.
Is it really what you thought?
Seriously
or were you
thought
just
that?
Being a jerk?
Yes. No, I wasn't being a jerk.
It sounds like you're... Who would name
why
something old-timer's disease?
Why are you mothering me?
I see, Carl, thou doth talk a little too much
you
here.
Just
I think
about
I could
you
see
the pipe.
You thinking that. I
no,
mean, yeah.
Alzheimer's.
I mean, yeah,
it's
no.
Just,
I understand, but Carl, I mean...
I'm not saying I haven't mispronounced
go,
it, but I would
no,
know that
no.
it is not...
Right, no, and I know now.
You
yes.
have a ton of things wrong.
Yes, and I don't fight it. I don't fight it. Be like, yes, I got it wrong. Now
and
I understand.
I'm working on that.
You are
Ken,
stuck.
I feel like you're looking at me like you want to get
no,
you want to no. get into more
well,
than just
this?
How
okay.
I pronounce
right.
things.
No, I'm saying that you're acting like that's so out of line for him, and
because
I'm like,
that's different
not,
than well, whether it's coming
no.
down the pike or coming down the pipe.
But see, I'm acknowledging
no,
that I'm
when
wrong.
You guys were
wrong.
Kids, no one was talking about that disease.
Right?
No.
Yes, I
nobody
was wrong,
was.
And now right. I, once I found out, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So, are you happy as a clown or happy as a clam?
Happy as a clam.
Very good.
Yeah, you're happy as a clam.
Why?
Because you're all nice and cozy.
What? What are you doing with your hands?
Is that's the clam? Cool, like a clam is shut. I'm assuming that's probably where you're like a happy as a clam. Like you're all nice and a little.
But if you're comparing the two, the clown would be happy. The more obvious.
He has a painted
clowns
on
are
smile.
Scary to some
yeah,
people.
I know.
They're scary to you, Ken.
I can't wait
no,
for you to
not.
Be like, actually,
they're
clams.
Not scary to me. One clown was.
Right.
I thought you
John
didn't
Wayne
like
Gacy.
Clowns.
Well, no, I kept seeing that was the whole... Okay, now we don't need to go into that whole story again. Other than, all right, quickly, I watched Cubs games, of course, WGN growing up, all the Chicago sports yeah. stuff, and at night when the Gacy story was breaking, that was what I watched. I watched the news because I wanted to watch sports highlights at night, and every night for however many yeah. months that horrible story went mm-hmm. on, there was his picture because he was a clown at one point. That was a side job he
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
Well, he's also murdering people, and so yes,
tomato,
that was...
tomato.
I mean, so that's Ken. Where that came from.
Yes, that
because remember,
sense.
I still like Bozo Circus. I wanted okay. to be on yes. the grand prize game.
Okay,
same channel. Very conflicting.
It really. I mean, you say I'm hard to understand.
What?
That's hard to understand.
No, I was able to differentiate even as a 10-year-old.
How? Anybody could have been a clown. John Wayne Gacy could have been Bozo.
Because Bozo was giving away bicycles.
All right.
And I could never understand how no one could make it past like the bucket number three.
Right? What was bucket number three? My gosh.
Looks so close.
You're such a hype person. Why don't you hype anything I say?
Because you keep yelling at me.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So,
there you
it's
go.
Happy as a clam.
Yes.
All right.
Because of your little
clams
clam.
Are cozy.
Yeah, right. That's
cozy.
Yeah.
Yet again, Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.